This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. President-elect Trump is daring lawmakers to defy him over some of his controversial nominations, like Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the anti-vaccine activist, to serve as health secretary. Kennedy said back in August he wants to make Americans healthy.
We will be stronger, more resilient, more optimistic, and happier. I won't fail in doing this. Ultimately, the future, however it happens, is in God's hands.
Elaine Kmark of the Brookings Institution on Donald Trump and what he and the Republicans can and can't do after their sweeping election win.
They're in. They've got the whole enchilada. What can they do? You know, I think there are guardrails. Would he like them to go away? Yes. Can he make them go away? I doubt it. Can he convince them to do what he wants done, particularly in the Congress? Yeah, I think that's different than the guardrails being institutionally weakened themselves.
Opening statements today in a Georgia murder trial that's fanning the immigration debate. The AP's Donna Warder.
A trial is expected to get underway today in Athens, Georgia, for Jose Ibarra, who was accused in the February killing of nursing student Lakin Hope Riley. Her body was found on the University of Georgia campus in Athens. Prosecutors allege that Ibarra hit the 22-year-old woman in the head, suffocated her, and intended to sexually assault her. Ibarra, who is Venezuelan, entered the U.S. illegally in 2022, but was allowed to stay to pursue his immigration case.
Tropical storm Sarah smashed ashore in Honduras last night and could dump torrential rain across parts of Central America and Mexico. 10 people are known dead in a fire at a nursing home in Spain this morning. No word yet on what caused it. This is AP News. Interest rates on mortgages, car loans, and credit cards could be affected by this.
Chair Jerome Powell says the Federal Reserve will likely cut interest rates cautiously. The Fed is expected to announce another quarter-point rate cut next month after a cut last week and in September. Speaking in Dallas, Powell said inflation is going in the right direction.
With labor market conditions in rough balance and inflation expectations well anchored, I expect inflation to continue to come down toward our 2% objective, albeit on a sometimes bumpy path.
Powell was asked about President-elect Trump's plan to impose sweeping tariffs.
The answer isn't obvious until we see the actual policies, and even then it's not obvious. So I just think we reserve judgment until we actually know what we're talking about.
Powell also talked about the independence of the Fed. Donald Trump has asserted that as president, he should have a say on rate policies. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.